Hi, welcome to the second episode of Two Friends with Nothing in Common. My name's Manuela, and I'm going to start out this show by just telling you guys why we are two friends with nothing in common. Andrew is here with me. Say
Hey,
hi. So one time Andrew's sister was visiting Springfield. Her name's Abby, so shout out to Abby Menke.
woo.
And we were sitting in his car trying to decide what to do. And I said, hey, let's go to the Nut House, which is where a bunch of our guy friends live. It's a crew house if anyone needs a house. And Andrew was like, are we just going to go over there? And I said, yeah, we're just going to go over there. And he said, are you going to ask anyone if we can come over? And I said, no, I never ask if I can come over. And Andrew said, well, who are we going to go see? And I said, we're going to go see whoever's there. And he said, you don't even know who's there? And I said, no. I said, we're just going to go over, see who's there, talk to whoever's there and have a good time. And Andrew just looked at me and goes, we are very different people. You remember that?
I do. I remember I was appalled. I need structure. I can't have spontaneous things like that.
See, I like to be spontaneous. So, thanks for coming.
All right, so our first segment today, what is our first segment?
Our weekly recap.
Oh, awesome.
It's always first.
Well, this is only our second one, so
Okay, you're right.
do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
You can go.
All right, so I took notes this time, so I'm not struggling. I went on a hike on Monday. It was President's Day, so I took a little drive to Arkansas with some friends, and we went to Whitaker's Point. It was about an
Nice, nice.
hour-long hike. And if you're unfamiliar with Whitaker's Point, it's like this like huge rock jutting off the side of a cliff. Very picturesque. Looks like you're gonna fall off the side, but you're not. Filled out some job applications, and I watched a documentary called Atomic Homefront.
What's that about?
So in the St. Louis area, there's a landfill called Westlake Landfill, and in the 1970s, there was some radioactive waste dumped into it. And as a result, there are a lot of health problems in the surrounding area.
Wait, I know what you're talking about. Okay,
Wait,
go
have you seen
on.
it?
I haven't seen the documentary, but I've heard about it because I have a
Okay.
friend who lives near it, I think.
Okay. Yeah, so I was really excited to watch it because I've been following this story for like about 6 years or so. It's located in North St. Louis County, and that's where I'm from. And there's also a creek called Coldwater Creek that runs in another part of that portion of the county. And some of that waste ended up getting to the river and contaminating, or excuse me, the creek and contaminating it. And there's been a lot of health problems as a result of that also. So it was just encouraging that that story's getting out there and hopefully progress will be made in preventing this from spreading and just raising awareness.
Yay,
Oh,
awareness.
oh. And then another thing, since I always like to talk about oh, explosives.
Yeah, whole show tonight.
Since I like to talk about what happened the week prior and professors, so last week my professor sent out this document that had an assigned reading with the name of an article and then the page numbers that went with it, and we were supposed to write a response about it. It turns out that the page numbers and the article did not match up, and there's 10 people in my class, and me and my one friend were the only two that ended up reading the specific pages. Like when we looked at the document, we're like, okay, I'm gonna read these pages. Instead of looking at the title and looking for the title when going through the table of contents. So I didn't realize this until I started writing my reflection. And I was like, screw it. I'm just going to write this reflection and put the title of what he said on the top of it because I'm not about to like read a whole nother article. My friend, he put the name of the actual article on top. So when we turned it in, everything's fine. And then this week, we got our papers handed back. And the professor, he turns to my friend Adam and says, "You wrote about the wrong article. You're gonna have to redo it."
Oh
And all my
no.
friends just look at me because I did the exact same thing, but I put the title of the correct article at the top. So we can all confirm that my professor doesn't read our papers, but I'm fine with that.
So funny. Poor Adam.
Rough goings. All right, tell me about your week.
I actually had a really exciting week. Let's see. On Thursday, I went to a conference at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. It was for women in economics, and so it was really cool.
Feminomics.
Stop.
Okay, we're gonna have to take that away from me.
Stop. But anyway, so yeah, it was about women in economics, and I was able to meet a lot of women who are very distinguished in their profession, and so that was really nice because I feel like economics is just such a male dominated world that it's almost discouraging. So it's just really encouraging to be there and to know that I was not the only female who has a strong passion for economics. I laughed, I cried.
It was moving.
It was amazing. Oh, and if you want to hear more, you can ask me about it anytime because I'd love to talk about it.
Nice.
And then I just went to work like I usually do. Sorry, I always feel like I have exciting things to say about my week. Oh, there was on Monday night, we threw eggs. We threw eggs off the top of a parking garage, me and Andrew and our friend Leah. Yeah, I almost hit an oncoming car, so that was really scary.
And then we promptly all ducked.
Yeah, we were like all so nervous that we were about to get in trouble. And then the parking garage like patrol officer like came, and so then we like hopped in my car and drove to a different parking garage. But we didn't throw any rocks.
No one threw rocks.
I mean eggs.
I like to specify also, I was aiming for the dumpster below. I wasn't aiming for like the street or anything like that, or any oncoming vehicles.
Okay, I only did that once. But yeah, that was my week. Nothing really else to report.
Sounds like a very nice week.
Yeah. So this week, for our special friend who has a lot of knowledge in a certain subject, we have my roommate, Cedar Acorn.
Hi.
How's it going?
So she's here to talk to us about Chick-fil-A because she works at Chick-fil-A, aka the greatest place in America.
I second that.
So, Cedar, do you have any like really cool, interesting facts that you could share with us?
I do. They may not be as interesting to the general public because you're not there every day, but, Chick-fil-A was like, it was the first place to ever be in a food court. It was the first like restaurant in a mall, actually. Because Truett Cathy would get hungry and would walk around the store and think there needs to be food in here, just like everybody else. And so, yeah, Chick-fil-A's first started in malls. There's a lot of, like, really negative stuff surrounding Chick-fil-A, too. Like, there was talk of conversion camps and, like, donations to businesses that hated gay people and things like that, but that's completely not true.
Good. You heard it first, people.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Chick-fil-A is amazing. Oh, that wasn't what I thought it would be.
Chick-fil-A is great. We're great. Nice.
All right, so...
I have a question. Wait, his name's Truett?
Truett Cathy.
Yeah, what did he do before he started Chick-fil-A's?
He had a restaurant called The Dwarf House, and that's where they created the first chicken sandwich.
Oh.
How'd they create it?
I don't know. It's a secret.
Oh,
he wow. just apparently he spent like years perfecting his formula for the perfect fried chicken sandwich, and it's perfect. I'll tell you that. I've eaten it for 2 years. And it's really not so good.
Yeah.
What part of the country did they start in?
Georgia, I believe. I went to the first. Oh no, I went to Birmingham and Georgia in like the same week, so I don't actually remember. It's
in
Atlanta.
Different countries.
I know.
I mean, different states.
I went on like a lot of trips, but. Yeah, I went to the original one. I got to walk through the little door. Wow. And it's so weird because you walk in and, like, the left half looks like just a normal Chick-fil-A, like, completely normal. But then you turn to the right and it's this, like, sit-down restaurant where they come and take your order at the table. They've got, like, fried okra, mac and cheese. Oh. Like, it is fancy. And the chicken sandwich is, like, 3 times bigger on that side. Wow. I don't know why.
Wait, so is that like a Chick-fil-A field trip, or did you just go for fun?
Well, me and like most of my senior class worked at the Chick-fil-A on South Lindstone, and so when we went when we went on our senior trip, we decided to make like a couple hours detour and go to the original Chick-fil-A.
Nice. Really cool.
Sounds like it was worth it.
Oh, it's so worth it. I still dream about it.
Wow, I would too.
Yeah.
So let's see. You work there a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I usually never see you because you're always working.
Yeah.
Why don't you share something funny that happened or...
Oh, gosh.
Like with a customer or with a coworker or when you forgot to say my pleasure. Just kidding. That never happens.
No. It's so ingrained in my brain. I even say it outside of work and then have to hit myself over the head.
You're just really polite.
I'm trying to think. Now that you've asked me, I'm going completely blank. There was one day where I was in the back and we have the good ice, like the little tiny pebbles of
the good ice
that you can like... Oh, Manuel is killing it with the sound effects today. But we have the good ice, but it also comes in this terrible, terrible, like, ice machine. And you have to, like, get inside of it sometimes to break it down, and it's really scary. So I reached in there with a stick one time to try to break up all the ice, and I'm sitting cross-legged on the floor, because it's the only way you can get up to it. So my butt is completely sopping wet, because our kitchen has little puddles in the back sometimes.
Ew.
I'm sopping wet, and then I hit it just right, and I'm not even kidding you, about 400 pounds of ice comes out of the machine and completely covers me up to my chest.
Oh my god!
I'm sitting on the floor in a pile of ice, and I'm just sitting there, and this is at the end of like a 12 or 13 hour shift, and I just start bawling.
Oh my
gosh!
In a
pile of ice, and my manager walks around the corner, and he just goes, "Yeah, I hate it when that happens." And, and nobody helped me get out of the pile of ice. But that was my worst day at Chick-fil-A so far.
Well, I asked for your funniest day, so...
Oh, yeah! Funniest day! Funniest day was when... Oh, who's that actor? Oh, he's in a lot of movies with... Oh, this is bad. I'm going to change my story now because I can't remember his name. But he came to Chick-fil-A and we all screamed and got a picture with him and it was really funny. There was one day, I was outside...
Wait, was it the guy that's in Parks and Rec? Jerry? No.
No, it was,
I heard he's
he
gross.
Did come, I did see him, though.
You don't like Jim O'Hare?
He came through Chick-fil-A.
I heard he's, like, a gross person.
Wasn't who I was thinking of.
We'll talk about that later.
It's the guy in the Tommy Boy movies, the small one.
David Spade?
Yes, David Spade! No! David Spade came through Chick-fil-A, and we all got pictures with him, and I didn't know who he was.
No!
I took his order! And
that is literally my favorite movie in this world!
Who that was.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was bad. Me and my friend Haley took his order.
My gosh. I love him.
One of us knew who that
I'm
was.
So jealous. Wow. Okay.
You probably appreciate it though, because you know, like, when people are like bothering you all the time.
That's
you're
true.
Famous.
I'd be annoying.
Yeah. Well, and then all my managers screamed and like tried to take pictures of them. So we were really not chill about the whole situation. But
I'd
it
be
was
like, rip Tommy Boy.
Yeah. Well, literally rip Tommy Boy.
I know. Well. I know. That's why I said that. Jeez.
There was another time this lady came through, and she was yelling at my friend Gabby and calling her filthy. And I just got to walk up to her because I was the highest ranking one there and say, "Ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to leave because Gabby is not filthy. She's a wonderful human being."
Aw, that's
and
nice.
That was,
we did stand
nice.
Up for friendship.
Yeah, I got
friendship
in trouble.
Wait,
oh. Well, okay. Nice. So what are some other interesting facts about Chick-fil-A?
Interesting facts about Chick-fil-A. Our fries are vegan, and apparently nobody knows that.
Nice! For all our vegan listeners, hit up
our
Chick-fil-A.
I have a question. So a lot of fast food restaurants have like failed recipes that like they like sold for like 6 months or something. It's just a disaster.
I kind of don't want to talk about this section because there's a lot.
Oh, well, you can just like...
I'm kidding. I don't actually care that much about my company. just kidding.
For a disclosure, it's not actually her company.
No, I don't own this company yet.
Yet. She's on the rise.
My Chick-fil-A t-shirt. I'm wearing a Chick-fil-A t-shirt.
Yes, we appreciate cows.
Coordination.
Sorry.
So we've had a couple that were just kind of gross.
Like what?
We had these like cinnamon twist things that were kind of like knockoff Taco Bell cinnamon twist or cinnamon rolls.
Oh, okay.
They were kind of gross, but we'd take the batter and like deep fry the batter we'd use for like the biscuits and stuff and then dip it in that batter.
Oh.
And then deep fry it again and it was really good. And that was just for us at Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
We've also made quesadillas that we were considering being a menu item and then they were not. And we also had this really nasty barbecue bacon sandwich over the summer that nobody liked, and it was really disgusting. And there's this one guy who comes in all the time asking for it, and we have to tell him every time that we don't have it.
Get the picture, geez.
I'm like, come on, dude. You act like we don't know who you are.
All right, this isn't relevant, but I would like to just say I'm very, very disappointed in McDonald's for getting rid of High C Orange. I have no idea what they're doing, but...
What? I didn't even know what.
High C Orange.
Like I love High C Orange.
Yeah, McDonald's doesn't serve it anymore.
Wow, boycott McDonald's!
You should.
Chick-fil-A
also,
forever.
But there's Sprite. Apparently there's something different about McDonald's Sprite.
Okay, we're not here to bash on
okay.
other fast food restaurants.
No,
but...
it's good. It's good.
Well, I always
can't drink Sprite anymore because I'm ruined by McDonald's Sprite.
I always get water through the drive-thru now because the McDonald's by us doesn't have lemonade and I don't like carbonated beverages. So. Sorry.
That's not how I feel about Andrew's thing, but oh well, that's just the first
thing. You're gonna have to memorize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll work it out. This is only your second show.
Okay, give us one more Chick-fil-A fact before we close your segment.
All right, one last Chick-fil-A fact. Oh, geez. We are the fastest quick service restaurant because we are not fast food.
What are you?
Quick service restaurant.
Oh. Well, Dairy Queen was, we're not fast food, we're fan food.
Oh, no, that's not a
stupid.
Saying.
And we're actually all a different category. All the kids were like, you're food. Actually fast food. And I was like, okay, I know, but like, that's not our logo.
What's an example of another quick service restaurant?
Like I know there is one. I just talked about one the other day. I want to say, I can't remember.
Like Fazoli's?
Yeah, I think Fazoli's is a quick service restaurant. Like, they've got nice sit-down stuff, and they're more concerned about, like, your food than how fast you get it.
And, like, Bread Co.?
Yeah, Bread Co. Okay. is a quick service restaurant.
Okay, well, if there's anything that, if there's one thing that you want the world to know about Chick-fil-A, what would it be?
Chick-fil-A doesn't hate gay people. I hate it when people say that. Like, it's so not true. I'm sorry if you had a bad experience with a manager. And I would love to fix that problem if you come to the Chick-fil-A in South Glenstone. But it's not true.
All right.
It would be her pleasure.
It would be my pleasure to solve that problem for you. Dear. I hear you. I empathize. I will solve your problem and I will delight you.
Aww.
Thanks so much,
Cedar.
That was
so nice. Definitely
not speaking English for a trip right now. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. Come again.
All right. So our next segment, is it the beverage? Mm-hmm. Beverage time?
Yeah.
All right. You actually bought this, so you should do the explanation.
All right. So I bought this wine. It's called Lucky Duck Cabernet Sauvignon. I don't know how to say this word.
Oh dear.
Sauvignon for all my wine experts out there.
Sauvignon.
It's pretty well known. But it's from Chile, and I specifically picked this out because that's where my nephew's from, and I love him. So, the back of the bottle says, "Lucky you, we searched the globe to create a collection of authentic, great-tasting international wines with layers of flavor. Rich cherry and fruity blackberry notes. Enjoy Lucky Duck alone or paired with red meats or pastas."
Oh.
So, I'll go ahead and
should have made
this.
Pasta with this.
Okay, well, we're not also a cooking segment.
Maybe next
also,
week.
Also, it took me a while to figure out how to use the wine opener, but I got it.
Oh, nice.
Sorry for that noise, everyone.
It just clarifies that we're actually drinking it and
that's
not
so
just
true.
Lying about having
also my friend
beverages.
Greg told me to sniff the cork.
I like sniffing things in general, so
oh that's cool. All right, here we go.
Dry. This is a dry wine, right?
I really like it. I don't think it's that dry.
What do you call it?
I don't know, but I've had really dry wines before and they're not good.
Well, I mean, the last red wine I had, it tasted like cheese, so this is
ew.
Better.
I would hope so. Yeah, I don't really like red wine because I often think that most red wines are really dry, but I really like this one.
I'm a fan.
What do you think?
It's like grape juice, but like less intense.
But like with more alcohol.
More alcohol and less grape flavored.
Yeah, because it's cherry and blackberry.
Oh, well, that would flavored. Do it. Yeah. I wasn't listening when you were explaining it. I'm going to be honest.
Andrew! Rude!
Well, I definitely like this better than what we had last week. So, good work.
Nice, thanks.
And under $4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quality.
You're trying to save money.
Lucky duck.
Okay.
On
to our next segment.
All right, pop culture critique. So today we are going to discuss a series of unfortunate events, the film and the TV series. So let's start out with the film since that came out.
What about the books? Did you read the books?
I did read the books.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about the books first?
No, because I only read the first book.
Manuela!
Andrew, I don't read books. I just watch the movies.
All right, so I read all the books, and then I own books 3 through 13. The first two, like, my teacher read them out loud in our fourth grade class.
So you just didn't think you should get them for the collection?
I actually bought the third one just for the sake of adding it to the collection, also because it's my favorite one.
Oh, nice.
Wide Window.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you can't really contribute to this discussion if you haven't read the books.
Yeah, but I've seen the movie and the TV series.
Okay, you'll just, like, be the objective person, or, like, objective outsider, and I'll be the person that's,
okay. Like, well, invested. Here's a funny story.
Okay.
So, in fifth grade, there was, like, this period of time where I decided I was going to stop doing my homework, because I thought it was stupid to do homework. So, I didn't do homework for, like, over 3 weeks, and then my teacher had a parent-teacher conference with my parents, and she was like, Manuela's not doing her homework, and my parents were like, well, we don't know why, and then I got in trouble. So then we had to set up this, like, reward system that if I did my homework every day, I'd get, like, a smiley face on the calendar. And if I got so many smiley faces, then I would get a reward. And so my reward for doing my homework for a full month and having good days at school was seeing the movie, A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Oh.
Yeah, so I have a connection with this movie. It was a reward.
So did that give you false positive emotions towards the movie?
No, because I think it's a really good movie.
How do you know?
I've seen the movie.
I know, but, like, what? Maybe you like it because it was, like, a reward, and, like, that's, like, your in your memory. Like,
okay, well, I mean, it was still really good.
Okay, talk about it. Talk about it. Why do you like it?
I don't know. I guess I just really like having, like, I like the aspect of it being for children, but also being for adults and having those underlying issues, like, being discussed. And then I also kind of like things that are kind of creepy and, like, kind of scary. So, yeah, I don't know. I just really like that. I thought it was funny. I enjoy Jim Carrey as an actor. Yeah, I just like what the three children brought to the table. How Violet was super clever. And then Klaus, like, knew every single book. I related to him because I really liked reading.
Okay.
When I was, like, in high school. So now, looking back, I feel like I related to him because I liked reading and I remember books that I read.
Uh-huh.
And then the little baby, Sunny, she just liked to bite things.
Yeah, yeah.
So that She's was great. Cool. I didn't really relate to her because I don't really bite things for fun. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was... I just think it's really interesting how they took a very relevant issue, which can be, like, children... like, often needing help, but, like, telling the wrong people and, like, the wrong people hearing it and not responding to it. Especially now that I work with children and I have to be, like, I have to report anything that they say or whatever. So, I don't know. When I look back on that, I see, like, what a flaw Mr. Poe was as a person. Uh-huh. Like, how he never, like, took the kids seriously or, like, understood their problems. Also, all the deception that Olaf did, I kind of want to say admired because, I don't know, I feel like he was really clever.
Mm-hmm.
But he also wasn't clever enough to outwit children. Uh-huh. But he outwitted adults, so I thought that was really interesting.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
So what would you rate the movie?
I would rate the movie, like, really high. Oh, wait, are we doing letters again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would say, an A.
Okay.
I think it could have been better if it was longer.
Uh-huh.
Also my favorite part was Uncle Monty and the snakes. I've always loved snakes and reptiles, so whenever he had his reptile house, I thought that was amazing. And in the TV show, they did that episode really well.
But we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Oh, okay, sorry. So yeah, I would rate the movie an A just because... overall, I thought it was amazing. I never get tired of watching it. And I also think that's something that's important because my attention span isn't, like, super great. And so sometimes watching movies is hard for me, but it's one of those movies that I can just watch many times.
Okay.
So I feel like that says a lot about a movie, if I can watch it a lot.
Nice. For me, I was really excited that they did a film adaption because for a while I was looking like they weren't going to do one. And I was... like, impressed with the quality overall. Major drawback, they rearranged the order of some of the events in the movie. At the end of the first book, there's, like, a wedding ceremony that's, like, a theatrical production, but it's, like, they actually signed the marriage license.
Mm-hmm.
And so Violet was going to have to marry Count Olaf. But instead of, like, making it be the end of, like, the stuff that happens in the first book, they, like, tack that on at the end of the film, which the film encompasses the first three books.
Okay, so that, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but that drove me crazy, though, because that was out of order and it wasn't true to the books. So that has the movie taking a hit for me. Also, I'm not a big Jim Carrey person.
All right. Another thing we don't have in common.
Yeah. but no, I was impressed with the other actors overall. I like Aunt Josephine. Aunt Josephine's my favorite character in the whole series. But yeah, I thought the cinematography was quality. Nice. I give it a B.
What do you think about the TV series?
I really like the TV series. I was skeptical about Neil Patrick Harris being Count Olaf.
Me too.
I think he did a really, really good job.
Yeah,
I was really impressed. Let's see. Yeah, we should in a second compare the like who played who better.
Okay.
But let's see. They had a lot of quirky stuff in there. It was like a little bit more quirky sense of humor, and I enjoyed that. They also had a lot of references to other things that happened in the series. Like in one of the episodes in the background, you saw a hot air balloon, which references, I think it's the Vile Village, the self-sustained hot air balloon. And yeah, there's just like lots of, I think they're called Easter eggs, yeah.
Okay.
Throughout the series, and I enjoyed that a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I really liked it. I think I liked it because each episode was able to give each book its own spotlight,
mm-hmm.
where like as a movie, it was all in one.
Yeah.
And again, like I said earlier, the reptile one was done beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just thought that was a really great episode. That's my all-time favorite part of the whole series. I think they're doing a second season, right?
They are, yeah. And it's more episodes. The first one was only 8 episodes, and this next one is 10.
Nice. So did the TV series do the first 8 books, or...?
No, they did the first 4 books. It was 2 parts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right, uh-huh. you're right. Which, yeah, I like that, too, because it was almost like watching a mini-movie of each book.
Yeah, yeah, and I was really happy about that, too, because with the movie, one of the drawbacks I had to the movie was they didn't, like, continue the series. They just mm-hmm. stopped, like, they didn't continue it. So I'm excited that they're pursuing this, and even that the first season went a book further than the movie.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for the next season.
Yeah. Who do you think played Uncle Monty better?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember. I thought we were going to compare the Olafs.
Oh, well, you know how I feel.
I know, but I don't remember the Montys.
I
really liked the guy in the movie. He was very memorable, maybe because I've seen the movie more than I've seen the TV show.
Okay.
But I think the guy in the movie was, I think he did a really great job because they kind of described Uncle Monty as, like, laid back and, mm-hmm. like, really smart and really, like, just a guy that seems like he would be like a good uncle figure in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's like kind of what I saw in him. And I like felt at home with him. Like that might sound like a little weird, but I don't know. I just felt like the Uncle Monty in the movie was really like a part of my family.
Gotcha.
So yeah. Other than that, I don't have too much to say about the TV episode because I haven't watched it in like over a year.
Okay. Yeah. Understandable. I can't really contribute because I haven't seen the movie in a long time, and I don't even remember the actor that played Uncle Monty.
All right, cool. So, See, that's how I feel about that.
In regards to Aunt Josephine, I like the lady that played Aunt Josephine in the TV series better. I thought she had a more quirky spin on it. Instead, Meryl Streep kind of had a old lady like.
Wait, was that who was in the TV show?
Meryl Streep did the movie.
Oh.
But Meryl Streep kind of had like an old lady.
I like Meryl Streep in it.
Streep.
I liked her in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, like, she did a good job, but when I saw the actress in the TV series, I was mm-hmm. like, I think she portrayed the character a lot better.
Cool.
Yeah, so. And the children, I think the children did a better job overall in the movie.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
But
see, we can agree on things.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Count Olaf?
Oh, Jim Carrey.
I see.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on this segment?
No,
It's a really good book series. You should read it.
Maybe.
Even though, actually, I tried to go back and read it a few years ago, and it's like, it definitely fits like the target audience. You can't. Oh, I feel like you can't enjoy it as much when you're older.
Well, maybe I'll enjoy it because I have, like, the mentality of a child.
Yeah, maybe so then. That might work.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm also a very big advocate for seeing the movie instead of reading the book.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but that's just me. But
interesting. All right, so quote jar?
Yeah, let's do the quote jar.
All right. That didn't do anything. Click it again.
Quote jar! Let's go!
All right, so our quote for today, this podcast, with tonight, is, my self-esteem is lying lifeless on the floor.
Same. Like.
So that's a good thing to say if you ever get in a car accident.
Oh,
or if you're in a presidential debate and you're clearly losing.
My self-esteem is laying lifeless on the floor.
Yeah, just like lean into the microphone and be like, excuse me, my self-esteem is lying lifeless on the floor. And the moderator will be like, oh, that's okay. We'll give you a break.
Wait, so where did this come from?
My friend Ryan Bay, who he lived on my floor my sophomore year of college.
Okay.
Shout out to Missouri S&T. But yeah, so something to stick in your back pocket when you're having a rough day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, any other thoughts?
I mean, oh, is that all we're doing for the quote jar?
Yeah, I was just going to make some comments.
Okay.
And yeah, if you had anything to contribute.
No, I don't really have anything.
Do you like the quote
contribute.
Or do you?
I actually do like the quote. I say same jokingly, but I don't really mean that. I feel like my self-esteem's all right.
Yeah, you don't really need the quote. I need it more than you.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
No, that's just how we're different.
That's so true. Our differences are what bring us together.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess that's it for this week.
Quality.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and come back next week.